I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. The West Central Illinois Arts Center is presenting its final weekend of the traveling multimedia installation by artist activists Paul Gazzardo and Jesse Thomas Codling. Their work probes the effect of emerging digital information archives on the design and occupation of public space. The work examines the relationship between the current wave of digital information technology and the street. A Walk on the Digital Sublime is available to be viewed during the normal gallery hours from 4 this afternoon until 7 this evening, and from 10 tomorrow morning until 4 in the afternoon. The installation has already been seen at several major universities. It opened at the University of Newcastle in the United Kingdom in September. Admission to the Arts Center is free. The West Central Illinois Arts Center is located at 25 East Side Square on the historic Courthouse Square in Macomb. Tonight, in Fort Madison, Iowa, you can spend a perfect evening strolling through the historic district while taking on a little holiday cheer, sampling a bit of the culinary art, or more specifically, the winemakers and beer makers art. It's the second annual Fort Madison Main Street Wine and Beer Walk. It starts at 5 o'clock and lasts until 8 o'clock. There are 24 businesses and organizations involved. Please note the event is only open to adults aged 21 and over. Wristbands for age verification will be available at the Main Street table located at 802 Avenue G this evening. It's free and open to the public. Well, what would the advancing holiday season be without a production of Charles Dickens' holiday classic, A Christmas Carol? Well, we're not going to find out this year because the Monmouth College Department of Theater and the Buchanan Center of the Arts have teamed up to present a large-scale community production of the classic. Performances are scheduled for tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and 2 in the afternoon tomorrow afternoon for a matinee. All performances are in the college's Wells Theater. Tickets are available at the Buchanan Center during regular business hours or by phone at 309-734-3033. Admission is $4 for Monmouth College students with IDs, $5 for senior citizens and high school and elementary students, and $6 for the general public. Tickets sold at the door will be subject to availability. The two casts of the production feature approximately 80 Monmouth College students and townspeople. It's a production of A Christmas Carol at Monmouth College, along with the Buchanan Center of the Arts, tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the Prairie Players, Illinois' oldest community theater, presents the musical comedy White Christmas, with music and lyrics by Irving Berlin and a book by Melvin Frank, Norman Krasna, and Norman Panama. It's all at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $17, $10 for students. They're available at the Orpheum Theater Ticket Office at 250 East Main Street in Galesburg, or online at tickets.theorpheum.org, or by phone at 309-342-2299. The Prairie Players presents White Christmas this weekend at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Tomorrow afternoon, the Quincy Symphony Orchestra invites you to the special family concert Beyond the Score, Whose World? This amazing production featuring Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 from the New World includes theatrics and multimedia, as well as dramatic vocals by singer Jamar Scott. Beyond the Score blends African spirituals, Native American music, and Czech folk tunes into a live documentary. Best of all, the concert is free, thanks to generous community support. Beyond the Score, Whose World? It's at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Quincy Junior High School, featuring the Quincy Symphony Orchestra and a multimedia presentation. Free and open to the public. Tomorrow evening in Keokuk, the Keokuk Arts Center presents its annual Festival of Trees. This year's theme is the Miracle of Christmas. The Festival of Trees will begin with refreshments and a buffet at 7:30, followed by both a live and silent auction. A cash bar will also be available. Dan Sullivan will serve as the auctioneer, and Chuck Betts will be the master of ceremonies. All proceeds will go to support the activities of the Keokuk Arts Center. That's at the Keokuk Arts Center at 210 North 5th Street in Keokuk. The price is $12 apiece. That's at 7:30, the Keokuk Arts Center Festival of Trees. Tomorrow night at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues with Maritime folk singer Tom Castle. Along with singing songs of the seas, Tom has a master captain's license, and he sailed the Great Lakes for decades. So there's a strong sense of story in all his work, both spoken and sung. Tom Castle at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum outside Lewiston. That's tomorrow evening. The doors open at 6:30. The program begins at 7:30. The admission charge is $5 per adult and $3 for children under 12. The Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum is between Lewiston and Havana off routes 78 and 97. Sunday afternoon, the Monmouth College Chamber Orchestra will be presenting its fall concert under the direction of Carolyn Sudup. There will be a variety of chamber music, including an adagio by Haydn featuring cello soloist Maury Cohen of Galesburg, a Handel Concerto Grosso in A minor, and the major work will be Mozart's Symphony No. 34 in C major. Also on the program, a set of Appalachian Variations by William Dyson. The program is 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon in the Cash Performance Hall in the Dahl Chapel and Auditorium on the Monmouth College campus in Monmouth. This coming Tuesday evening in Avon, you can be witness to the birth of a brand new regional ensemble. It's the premier performance of the Western Illinois Wind Band. The new concert band is made up of 30 local area musicians and is directed by Bernie Potter. They'll be presenting a program with a wide variety of music, from Wagner's Processional to Die Meistersinger to Paul Yoder's Wizard of Oz Fantasy. Also on the bill, hymns, novelties, marches, overtures, movie medleys, and patriotic music. The group is made up of musicians aged 16 to 86 from Avon, Canton, Galesburg, Rushville, Macomb, Farmington, Hanna City, Monmouth, and other West Central Illinois locations. There is no admission charge, though a free will offering will be taken to help with the expenses. The program will be held at the Avon Grade School at 320 East Wood Street in Avon, Illinois. The first performance of the Western Illinois Wind Band. The popular fall series of Songbag Concerts at the Carl Sandburg Historic Site in Galesburg concludes Saturday, November 26th with a 7 p.m. performance by popular singer and musician Chris Villalo. Villalo is an outstanding roots musician, performer, and Raycon tour, a former public radio show host for this humble little station, and an archaeologist turned folk singer. as one-man vocal and instrumental performances are in high demand at festivals and historic sites, like the Carl Sandburg State Historic Site. That concert will be at 7 p.m. on Saturday, November 26th. Sandburg was a collector and performer of America's folk songs. The series is named in honor of Sandburg's book, The American Song Bag, published in 1927. Here's a heads up for happenings coming up at the historic village of Bishop Hill. You can open your holiday season with a Swedish feel at Julmarknad, or the Christmas market. The first weekend is Friday, November 25th through Sunday, November 27th. The free event's attractions include Swedish folk characters, traditional Swedish holiday decorations, and quality gifts throughout the town. And you can participate in a family holiday workshop that first weekend in the historic steeple building. There will also be a Christmas cookie walk with homemade cookies and baked goods at the Colony School, and visitors can take free Belgian horse-drawn wagon rides throughout the village, offered Saturday, November 26th from noon to 4. Julmarknad at historic Bishop Hill, coming up next weekend. And let's look one more weekend ahead to happenings here at Tri-States Public Radio. On Saturday, December 3rd, our celebration concert guest will be Amanda Shires, right here in our very studio. She's played fiddle with Gwyneth Paltrow, been part of the band with the Texas Playboys, and strutted her stuff at the Grand Ole Opry. Now she'll be here. And you can get tickets at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com.
Briars and brush in the sunset's hush. There's never enough money, but there's bees in the shed. Horse flies in, wasps in the trough, rolls of old fencing and baling wire.
Singer, songwriter, and fiddler Amanda Shires. She'll be gracing our station's stage on Saturday, December 3rd at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available from us at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.